All right, we have a lot of disturbing breaking news and no time to waste. As the Epstein files continue to release, we now have confirmation that Donald Trump was plucking girls out of his Mar-a-Lago spa in Palm Beach, Florida, transferring these underage girls over to Jeffrey Epstein, and then said underage girls were subsequently coerced, abused into having sex, pressured into having sex, and let's just call it what it is. They were raped. When you have rich, powerful men handpicking girls, transferring them to other girls, and then those men are abusing their wealth and power dynamics to get young girls, vulnerable girls, to have sex with them, there is no other word than rape. To make matters even worse, Donald Trump is on the record in 2003 saying Jeffrey Epstein likes to have fun and he likes them young. He said those words, that Jeffrey Epstein likes them young. So he was signaling that he had inside knowledge of Jeffrey Epstein's, let's call them, activities regarding young girls in the early 2000s and late 90s in Palm Beach, Florida. That leads to this article that's titled "The Incident That Prompted Trump to Ban Epstein from Mar-a-Lago's Spa." Before we even dig into this article, there's so much news to break down, because just this morning, we got a new House ethics report that led to this headline. Quote, "Matt Gaetz, former Trump attorney general pick, had sex with underage girl while in Congress," House ethics report says. This is completely separate from the Epstein case, by the way. There just happened to be two prolific cases of people very closely aligned with the Republican Party sleeping with underage girls. Let's focus in on this one for just one moment, because Matt Gaetz, if you remember, was a former representative from Florida who resigned as this investigation into him was mounting. As the heat was mounting against him, Matt Gaetz resigned from Congress. You know who protected Matt Gaetz the most while he was in Congress? Was Speaker of the House Mike Johnson. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson spent so much political capital and effort to make sure that Matt Gaetz never fully got exposed until today. Like, we didn't fully know the entirety of the details. We knew a lot and we put some pieces together, but Mike Johnson was trying to create plausible deniability for Matt Gaetz, and they were even going to make him the Attorney General. So just to back up, briefly, earlier on in this video, I mentioned that rich, powerful men will abuse power dynamics to not only rape young girls, but then cover up the rape of those young girls. Well, this falls into both of those categories. Matt Gaetz was not sleeping with underage girls. He was raping underage girls by abusing his power as a rich, white congressman. And then Speaker of the House Mike Johnson abused his power even further to cover that up. I feel like the analog to what's going on with Epstein is just so perfect, and I feel like I had to bring it up, because in both cases, you have Speaker of the House Mike Johnson in particular using his power, shutting down Congress, obstructing Congress, threatening people to make sure the Epstein files aren't released. So what a wild day for Matt Gaetz to continue to be outed as a predator when we're learning the party as a whole is getting outed as being predatorial. So this says, Justice Department is now said to be reviewing 5.2 million new pages of the Epstein files. These are new documents that are set to come out. And a few things. First of all, the DOJ is breaking the law right now. They were supposed to release all of these files on the 19th, I believe it was. They had a hard cutoff, and it was like 2 weeks ago. They were also supposed to reasonably redact the files to protect victims, but not anyone else, and they basically flipped that. They redacted enough files to protect the richest of the rich while letting victims' names accidentally slip through. So 5.2 million new pages of the Epstein files are set to come out, and we are already getting new information. This veteran Epstein reporter says these new files will be worse than expected. Take a listen.
You've been doing this for so long now. Is it just all just incremental stuff that we already kind of knew?
I would say most of the stuff that I'm getting is just more like, oh my God, this is worse than I thought. That's what I think every day. That's really what I think every day. This is worse than I thought. You know, this is like, wow. There are big people involved, and I, you know, and then, like I said, when you see your name in the files, like the way I did, you know, people can fault me for like being an alarmist, I suppose, and that there being a logical explanation for me, given the fact that I bought that ticket. But look, I'm absorbed in this for 8 years, and I've seen a lot. And
For some context, this is journalist Julie K. Brown, who worked for the Miami Herald, followed this case very, very closely, even broke a lot of the first stories back in 2018, 2019, as it was resurfacing. And she recently found out that her American Airlines flight ticket was in the Epstein files, meaning that the Department of Justice at some point had downloaded a copy or had been tracking her flights to see where she was going, and those tracked flights ended up in the Epstein files release. Really eerie stuff. And this veteran Epstein reporter says the new files are worse than expected. Let's jump over to this Wall Street Journal article. Make sure you drop a like and subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. I don't ask that much nowadays, but we need to beat MAGA media, and that's only done as a community. So subscribe below, drop a like below, and let's jump in here. The incident that prompted Trump to ban Epstein from Mar-a-Lago's spa. Jeffrey Epstein wasn't just a frequent visitor to Trump's Mar-a-Lago club in the late 90s and early 2000s. The club was also sending spa employees, usually young women, to Epstein's nearby mansion for massages, manicures, and other spa services, according to former Mar-a-Lago and Epstein employees. The house calls went on for years, even as spa employees warned each other about Epstein, who was known among staff for being sexually suggestive and exposing himself during the appointments. Now, the question is, do you think Trump was creating an environment where women were able, or young girls were able to come up to him and talk about what was happening? Do you think Trump was creating a welcoming, pro-feminist environment? No, of course not. The environment surrounding this made it so that these women could only confide in each other. So it's just like a nightmare. You go to Jeffrey Epstein's weird, creepy, stinky place, and he tries to sexually abuse you, and then you have no one to tell because you know goddamn well Trump doesn't care himself, because Trump would probably do the same. The spa occasionally provided house calls for members. Epstein wasn't a dues-paying member of the club, but Trump told staff to treat him like one. Okay, so not only was Trump enabling this environment, it seems like he was actively telling his staff, no matter what, treat Epstein like he is one of our spa members. Epstein had an account at the spa where his companion, Ghislaine Maxwell, booked appointments on his behalf. Companion is one way to put it. You mean sex trafficking, buddy? I don't. They came to a halt in 2003 after an 18-year-old beautician returned to the club from a house call to Epstein and reported to managers that he had pressured her for sex, former employees said. A manager sent Trump a fax for laying the employee's allegations and urged him to ban Epstein, some of the former employees said. Trump told the manager it was a good letter and said to kick him out. But there had to have been rumors for years about this stuff. The beautician disclosed the house call to a club's human resources team, one of the former employees said. The incident wasn't reported to Palm Beach police, according to the former employees and police. The department didn't begin investigating Epstein until 2 years later. So Trump knew about the activities, was quoted on record as saying Epstein likes young girls. He likes them young. And there still wasn't an investigation for 2 years. That could have been a 2-year head start where 14-year-old girls weren't raped and abused. That could have been 2 years of a head start. Sorry. The department didn't begin investigating Epstein until 2 years later when a parent told them Epstein molested a 14-year-old girl from a local high school. Epstein was arrested in 2006 after several underage teens told police he paid them for sex. White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt said Tuesday the journal was, quote, writing up fallacies and innuendo in order to smear President Trump. I mean, the thing is, this isn't even smearing Trump, because this kind of closely aligns with what Trump has said. Trump says it in this really weird way on Air Force One. He goes, Epstein stole the girls. He stole the girls from my spa. And now we know in depth more what he's talking about. He's talking about him sending beauticians and other young girls over to Epstein's estate and them subsequently getting abused for it. Again, Matt Gaetz did something very similar where he paid off young girls. Trump also hit by this new bombshell. Let's listen to Abby Phillip.
Breaking news, the Wall Street Journal is out with a new report describing the fallout between President Trump and Jeffrey Epstein. The journal reports that a spa worker from Mar-a-Lago often made house calls to Jeffrey Epstein's home, 2 miles away, even though Epstein didn't pay dues, according to former Mar-a-Lago and Epstein employees. But those house calls, quote, came to a halt in 2003 after an 18-year-old beautician returned to the club from a house call to Epstein and reported to managers that he had pressured her for sex.
I can tell you right now, Donald Trump knew, even before they made this decision to kick Epstein out officially, Trump knew what was happening. Let me know what you guys think in the comment section below. I love all of you, and I'll see you in the next video. Peace out.